I love that you have free events.
We do.
All year long, and that this Sunday is a very special one, so I want to introduce everyone to United Performing Arts Fund President and CEO Patrick Rath, also known as UPAF. Welcome, Patrick.
Thank you, Sandy. I am glad to be here, and I'm right now thinking about those pets. You know, I hope there's
like, sorry, Patrick.
I hope there's like a cuddle zone for people to enjoy them.
Yeah, you just have to ask the owner, and that's all. You're all set. Yeah, no, it's a lot of fun.
There's also the dock diving, which I could watch that for.
And the lure course. I mean, one of ours just said no, thank you. He watched the lure go and was like, okay, that's nice. That look at that thing is going around. So
Pet Fest is next weekend, September 23rd. But you have and down on the grounds this afternoon and evening and Saturday is the
beer garden
that overlooks Lakeshore Park. And
that's you bet. And I will say that the activity that has really been just such a wonderful gift. As we imagined the community park and worked with Northwestern Mutual to bring it to life, it was our idea that families would come and enjoy it, not just during the festival season in terms of when the festivals are active, but all festival season long. So what we're finding is that it's a great destination for families. It's one of the most accessible parks in the state. So we made a very intentional choice to prioritize accessibility. So you've got almost all the equipment, over an acre of equipment, is there's slide transfers and there's ability to roll through the entire area. So really the accessibility is top of mind, as well as we now offer a family services building, which has four independent family restrooms with full size changing tables, tiny training toilets, which are always kind of fun for the ones that are big enough to not use them anymore, but also helpful for the ones that need them. And then also nursing mother stations and sensory rooms. So the park is just fabulous, and we've been fortunate with Northwestern Mutual to help us develop these Sunday family fun days, which is what we're going to talk about now, I think.
And I'm going to tell you, I'm not a parent, but I went when the park first opened because I just wanted to get a good look at it. It's so colorful. It was fun to see kids playing, and you walk on the playground ground,
the
and
squishy.
It's squishy. And so it's soft. You're like, oh, I could have prevented so many skinned knees if we had this when I was climbing on the jungle gym. But it's all music themed, and just it's a sheer colorful. It's pleasing to look at, and even more fun to see kids really jumping in and playing.
Yes.
So what I also love is the free family fun day. Not only is it free, but this Sunday in particular, you're tying it in with the arts. So, Patrick, tell me who's going to be there on Sunday to delight and thrill the children and the parents.
Yeah, we love this. The point is we're kind of at a start of the season, right? The fall is the start of the performing arts season for the next 8 months. So to be able to bring the artists together and showcase what they're going to be presenting, not only on stage, but in the schools as well and other community activities, this is a great highlight and it's a great kickoff to what's going to be one of the best seasons ever for the performing arts in our community.
That is wonderful. I love that there will be, again, you can't be in the Summerfest grounds and not enjoy music. So there'll be performances by Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra. There's also going to be first stage and dance works. Like, a lot of stimulating, enjoyable entertainment.
And it's featuring all geared towards families as well, which is a great thing. So the Milwaukee Symphony, as you just mentioned that, they have their principal piccolo player, which is the smallest instrument outside of maybe the triangle for the symphony, along with her husband, who is a bassist. So you're talking about two extremes of instruments, and they're going to put together this wonderful show, showcasing not only instruments, but also this kind of jazzy fun set. So that's just one of the examples. But dance works as well. Brings all kinds of youth together and people of every age to showcase what dance is and how movement can be so much part of your life. And so not only do I think you're going to see people on stage and reacting to what they're seeing there, but they're going to get up and also move with everybody because you can't help but do that. And I have to say, we have some other organizations that are going to make sure you do want to stand up and move. Halat African Drum and Dance for Life is a great partner with the United Performing Arts Fund. We're so proud to support them. They are doing so much for the African American community to really instill the cultural flavors that we have in African dance. They're partners with the Milwaukee Ballet and other organizations. Again, you can't help but get moving and standing up and be in enjoyment with everything that's going to be happening.
I love the sounds and just music bringing people together. And again, we're all looking to stretch our dollar to know that this is free parking. Just walk through that mid gate and you're going to be stimulated by the sights. And I just love that whole Northwestern Mutual Community Park area is music themed.
It is.
All of it.
It is, very intentionally. So we, you know, you work with a variety of different partners to make it work. And so everything from mad science. So you know, our little is very interested in science and Legos. And so she gravitates towards mad science and other things. But, you know, even, and as silly as it sounds, I think, you know, so, being part of our family, you're at the park a lot. And so she's seen quite a bit of past Family Fun Days. And, you know, she'll stand and watch the Milwaukee Flyers, those folks that do the big acrobatics.
Oh, yeah.
And so the guy who does the balloon animals. And so.
You mean Bebop, the balloon guy?
Exactly. Forgive me, Bebop. I'm so sorry.
I love that name. Bebop the balloon guy is going to be there. So, you know, it's the place to be.
Well, and the stilts and the, you know, so we really try to create an atmosphere that's reflective of what we do at Summerfest just for families for free on Sunday. Starts at 10 a.m. and goes till 4.
And of course, you got the food trucks and the smells of Sills donuts wafting through the air.
Sills is, yes, we try to avoid Sills, and it's impossible. It's so good.
But I also love, Patrick, that Milwaukee Youth Theater and First Stage and Kids from Wisconsin are all going to be there as well, because that can inspire. I like entertaining the
kids
little
littles. Kids watching kids.
Yeah, kids watching kids and going, hey, because First Stage is one of the premier youth theaters in the country.
It
so for us to have that here.
Theater in the country. And what they do too is they're able to tell stories from the child's perspective or from the youth perspective. And so it brings it to life in a different way. It can be appreciated by every age, but the kids just are drawn in because it's like they're talking to them in a way that they connect in that way too. So First Stage is going to have, not only this is a launch for what they're doing for the season, but one of the things they have as a production coming up in October. We may have all heard of Donald Driver.
Yeah.
Donald has his Quickie Books, which have been really fantastic stories that have really connected parents with their kids and telling a story. So First Stage is doing Dream Quickie Dream based on these books. Donald Driver has been part of creating this series, and it's going to be the first production by First Stage in October as well. And it's directed by Debate Henning, which is a wonderful artist in our community. He directs Black Nativity each year for Black Arts MKE. But this is the type of thing that, because we have these organizations, because they're the best in the country in engaging youth, they're also the best in creating new works and bringing new works to our community that are youth-focused. No other community has what we have, like First Stage.
And that's exciting. And that megawatt smile of Donald Driver, you know, attracts so many people and just delights. And to know that he's now a children's book author and now his books have become theater. I think there are some people who are like, theater schmieder, or you talk about the plays or the ballet, and they might kind of think that they're not interested, but it's just what's that gateway to get in? And it's been really exciting to see Donald Driver as an ambassador for the Marcus Performing Arts Center as well. And so people who love what he's done for the Green Bay Packers and also respect his work in all sorts of philanthropy to now see that he's also embracing the arts and wants people to come and enjoy. Boy, could you have a better spokesperson? He's wonderful.
Well, I mean, there's no better, right? I mean, he's top notch in every way. But as you were talking, it reminded me, you know, we've hosted the opera, the Florentine Opera at Summerfest. And so when you talk about finding things in unexpected places, you wouldn't necessarily expect to see Donald Driver at First Stage. I mean, you can imagine when the beautiful baritone at Summerfest comes out and people go, wait, what is that? So we're, you know, that's the rich depth of what we have here in Milwaukee that the Florentine figures out how to present at Summerfest. And so that's really what Patrick and I go back and we decided we were going to figure out a way to partner. And so I think that this is the perfect way that this has all kind of come together. And
well, we absolutely love the team at Summerfest. They are investing so much into the community to showcase all these great assets. You know, UPAF supports over 50 plus performing arts organizations, all of which have something for everyone of every age, of every background. And this Sunday, from 10 a.m. to 4 at this festival, is a showcase of that. So enjoy what we have and come out more, because this is just the start of a really great season.
Everyone's invited. Free Family Fun Day Sunday at the Summerfest grounds at Meyer Festival Park on Milwaukee's lakefront. If you want more information, we have it posted on What's on Tap at WTMJ.com. We're going to check out the Week in Review and more coming up on WTMJ.
1, 2, 3, 4!
I'm Sandy Max. In the studio with me as a guest co-host is Sarah Smith-Pancari. She's the president of Milwaukee World Fest, including Summerfest. And also joining us in the studio is UPAF, president and CEO, you know, the United Performing Arts Fund that so many people generously donate to, Patrick Rath. And Patrick, you hear this music.
I love this music. It's the Violent Femmes, right? It's the story of my childhood in many respects.
It is a song from Run, Bambi, Run. Oh, and it sounds like the Femmes because, as you know, Gordon Gano, singer and songwriter from Violent Femmes, wrote the music and lyrics to this brand new rock musical that is now happening at the Milwaukee Rep.
Yeah, exactly. And thanks for just giving a little bit of time. I know you were talking about it before, but one of the things that people may not know, this is a world premiere musical. So the Milwaukee Rep took all their talent to create something completely new, investing in the story and saying, we need to bring this to life. And they do it in this beautiful way because Gordon, to your point, has written beautiful music that helps you just kind of connect the pieces, not necessarily draw a conclusion, but you can find your path. And the wonderful thing is the New York Times and Chicago Tribune named this one of the top 10 things to see in the country this fall.
I did not know that.
See, this is what I'm talking about. Milwaukee has got it going on. My gosh, that's terrific.
And the fact is, by creating it here, the potential for this to go on and be in other cities and really tell the story, it has great legs, but all started here in Milwaukee with the amazing talent in Milwaukee to bring it to life, including the incomparable Mark Clements, who's the artistic director of Milwaukee Rep.
And book written by the Academy Award-winning Anthony Simonson, who also wrote Lombardi, that was on Broadway.
Oh, he did. Oh, okay.
So a lot of Wisconsin connections to this story that has a lot of people curious. I know there's some controversy about Run, Bambi, Run, but I think the true crime genre between podcasts and television, and there's a real appetite for it. So I think curiosity is going to get a lot of people there.
Exactly. Get your ticket. And if you need to, go to upath.org. We have all the performances listed. Plus, if you join and give a gift to UPath, just $12 a month, you're going to get 2 free tickets to see not only Run, Bambi, Run, but maybe another great performance you'd love to see this year.
One of the 10 shows that are must-see.
Must-see
in the country. In the country.
Patrick, thank you so much for visiting. I appreciate you stopping by, and I'm glad that we're neighbors here in the Avenue offices.
We are. Thanks for everybody who enjoys the performing arts, and we look forward to welcoming you on Sunday as well.